everybody, it's me Vidushi Besht, and today I'm gonna be reading the first chapter of The Phantom of the Theatre. The Phantom of the Theatre. Story and illustrations by Kripala Wong Kakalfer. Chapter 1. A Voice from the Past. Kripala Wong Kakalfer blotted her lips and gave one last glance at the mirror. "Miss Kripala," the talking mirror declared, "your slug stain number 5 lipstick really brings out the ghastly glow in your eyes."
"Why, thank you, mirror," the mouse replied. She took a moment to admire her cheekbones, which were dusted with gravestone gray blush, and her eyelashes elongated with terror at midline blue mascara.
"While I'm happy to be seen au naturel, I enjoy my deliciously dreadful makeup too much to be without it," she said. Now Kripala was ready for breakfast, and she bent to pick up the menu that the butler had left for her.
"More cackle for breakfast menu. Food, chalky and crunchy, spoiled milk and tomato oatmeal stew, pancakes with bruised banana and larvae jam, horned lizard frittata with the side of home flies, drinks, scrumptiously slimy, smelly sock smoothie, Komodo dragon rule shake, unlimited stagnant water. Since Chef Shuraj started training for the Top Chef challenge at the dump, he has been preparing spectacularly disgusting dishes," Kripala said, hungrily licking her whiskers. She started to head down to the dining room, but on her way, she realized something was very wrong. The foil on the stairs were not as dull as it usually was. The dust that Madame Latoum, the housekeeper, took great care in layering on all of the furniture each morning was missing. And if that wasn't enough, the table in the dining room wasn't set, and the youngest Wong Kakalfer baby was crying furiously. "Wah!" Chef Stewart tried to comfort him by feeding him a spoonful of curded cream of wheat stew.
"Here you go, sweet abominable one. Open up for some stinky mushy mush."
"But where is Madame Latoum?" Kripala asked. It was unusual for baby to cry without the housekeeper instantly hurrying over.
"She came downstairs with baby, but once she looked through the mirror, her face turned paler than a block of feta, and she scurried off over to her room, leaving me alone with this little one," Chef Stewart explained.
Kripala was intrigued. She went back upstairs to look for Madame Latoum. When she got to the housekeeper's room, she stuck her snout inside and saw Madame Latoum sitting at the vanity, not moving a whisker. Kripala cleared her throat and took a few steps in the room. As she got closer, she noticed that Madame Latoum was clenching a card with a black border.
"Oh, hello, my dear. I didn't hear you," Madame said vacantly, not taking her eyes off the card.
"What's going on, Madame? Is something wrong?" Kripala asked her. Madame Latoum shook her head, with Centaula, the war canary who nested in her hair, flying with a grumble.
"Oh dear," Madame said, startled. "It's such a frightfully fabby-mouse news that I've been in a daze. Here, read this," she said, excitedly handing Kripala the card.
Kripala began reading the card aloud. "Your Mousy Excellence is invited tonight to the Royal Mousetropolitan Theatre to watch the macabre opera La Ratviata, performed by the most superb, exceptional, moustastic singer, Violetta Wong Kakalfer."
So that is it for today, guys. I'll be back again tomorrow to read another chapter in another episode. Till then, this is Vidushi Besht signing off. Bye-bye.